Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. God bless you. We want to welcome you this morning to Morning Dew Prayer. I'd like to read in your hearing this morning from Colossians 1. Paul is giving thanks for the saints of God and for their faithfulness and their giving spirit, bringing forth much fruit. So we're going to go down and start at verse 9 in chapter 1. And it reads, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." So I've read verses 9 through 14. God, we do thank you and we praise you on today. We glorify you and magnify you for just another opportunity to look to heaven, to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. We thank you that you have given us access, bold access into the throne room, your throne room. And God, we've come boldly to the throne of grace. It is a time of need, and we come now, God, to present every need, every trouble to you. We lay it at your feet. We thank you, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we gain joy because we're able, Lord God, to lay everything at your feet, to cast our cares upon you. So we thank you for that today. We bless you today. We thank you, O God, that we have access to full knowledge of your will, even in accordance with your word. We have, Lord God, full knowledge of your will and wisdom, O God, and all understanding. Thank you for spiritual understanding. Thank you that you've given us power, that we won't faint, that we can walk worthy of you, Lord, pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work. And I declare that today, that your people are fruitful in every good work, that we don't follow after folly and vain imaginations and deceptive spirits, God, but we're fruitful in every good work, and we're increasing in the knowledge of God, even as this word has declared. We declare today that we are strengthened with all might. Somebody's feeling, Lord God, weak. Somebody's feeling like turning back. Somebody's feeling, oh God, like giving up. There's complacency that's setting in for some, but today we declare that we're strengthened with all might, not according to our own works, but it's according to your glorious power. You have given us power. You've given us power for all patience, for all long-suffering, and not only that, but long-suffering with joy. Thank you again for the joy, for it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. Help us not to lose our joy, not to lose hope, not to lose faith, not to continue to cease to look to you, O God. We look to you today. You bring joy. You bring peace. O God, you settle our hearts. And we thank you because you, O God, have qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We bring light. We're bearers of light. Oh, God, we thank you. You are the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'm praying today that you would lift up the heads of your people, that you would touch their hearts and their spirits. Touch the mind, oh, God, which is a battleground. Oh, God, you have delivered us from the power of darkness. You have translated us into your kingdom, the kingdom of the Son. Oh, we thank you right now, the Son of your love. We have redemption through his blood today. We have forgiveness of sins through his blood today. So touch your people today. Oh, God, we speak to the mind. We speak to the mind to rest in Jesus. We command every hindering spirit, every taunting spirit to cease what you do now, coming against the minds of God's people. He's delivered us from the power of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of light. We are bearers of light. We have the peace of God, and it passes all understanding. We have all knowledge of his will. We don't say that we don't know your will, God. We have knowledge of your will today, and our mind is to do your will. Yes, Lord, we are determined to walk upright before you. We declare that our children walk in wisdom, even our young ones, that they will have spiritual understanding even at a young age. Thank you that they will be fruitful, O God, even in every good work, although evil may abound around them. Bullying and intimidation may be all around them, God, but we thank you for discernment that is activated in their lives, that they will walk in wisdom. They will have spiritual understanding. We thank you right now for relationship. Our children, oh God, are walking not after the dictates of the world or after religion or after vain tradition, but we believe, God, that we have poured into them the seed of this word of God, and it does spring forth and it gives birth, God, and they're fruitful in every good work. They increase in the knowledge of God. They read your word and they gain understanding. They read your word, God, and they gain strength and power. They are not walking in confusion. We speak, oh God, over their minds today. Clarity. They will not walk in confusion. Our young people who are on college campuses, oh God, who are being pulled to and fro, not only by peers, but sometimes by those in authority. But God, we speak over them. They have a peace today. They have clarity and they have boldness. They will walk after your word. They will walk after their inheritance. They understand, oh God, that they have an inheritance in the saints, that they serve the true and the living God. We thank you right now. Thank you that you, Lord Jesus, are the image of the invisible God. You're the firstborn of all creation. We declare that by you all things were made, whether in heaven or in earth. So our confidence is in you. We can have confidence in you today. We won't allow this world and its systems to cause us to lose our confidence toward you. Everything, whether it be thrones, dominions, rulers, those who are in authority, everything has been created through the Lord Jesus, for him and by him. Yes, Lord, you are before all things. You're in all things. You're the one who holds everything together. So we thank you right now. You're yet the head of the church, and we thank you, God. We look to you, Lord Jesus. We look to you. It's in you that all things consist. Oh, and we bless you today. We bless you today. We magnify you today. It's in you that we have our peace. It's in you that we have our joy. Your word has declared that you are our peace, and we thank you for that today. Settle the mind. Settle the mind of your people in the name of Jesus. We who were once alienated, we who were once enemies, oh God, against the cross, but today we cling to the cross. We cling to the cross. You're able to reconcile all things to yourself. So we cling to the cross and we pray for those who don't know you, reconciling men and women unto God. You've called us to do it, Lord, because you yet have all power. You yet have all power in this earth. Yes, Lord, power in the earth, above the earth, under the earth. Yes, Lord, you've made peace through the blood of your cross. Thank you for the cross today. Thank you for this bloody way. Yes, Lord, the blood of the cross cleanses us, reconciles us, delivers us. We're delivered through the blood. We're made whole through the blood. Thank you right now. Thank you right now, hallelujah, for all that you've done. Thank you, oh God, for making the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you didn't leave us alone. You've left us with the Holy Ghost who leads and guides us into all truth. Help us to stop walking as blind men. We see. Hallelujah. We see and we hear you, oh God. You've told us that your sheep know your voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. So we declare it today that we're continuing steadfastly in the faith. We've been established. We won't be moved. Oh God, we won't be swayed. We won't turn back. We are steadfast. We are unmovable. Our hope is in God, and hope in God maketh not ashamed. Thank you right now for this great gospel that has been declared under the heavens among all your creation here, God. So we thank you. You've given us to be carriers of this gospel. You've allowed us to be ambassadors. We want to be great ambassadors of your kingdom. We are kingdom dwellers. We are kingdom ambassadors. And today we speak peace over the land. Today, O God, we speak your will be done in this earth. Your will be done in this earth, O God, even as it is in heaven. Your will be done in this earth, and we're not afraid to say it. Your will be done in this earth, O God. And we thank you right now. We give you glory. We must trust you. We trust you, O God. Forgive us. Forgive this nation. Forgive this nation, O God, who has turned her back on you, every semblance of you, every resemblance of your name. Men and women have sought to have it removed, and now we face the consequences. But, God, you have a remnant in the earth, and we yet cry out to you, and we say your will be done. Forgive our nation. Forgive our leaders. Forgive us when we've kept silent when we should have spoken. In the name of Jesus, when we've done nothing when we should have taken action. Oh, God, but we yet look to you because you're still the answer. You're yet the answer, and all power is still in your hands. And we thank you because the heart of the king is still in your hand. And we bless you for it right now. We pray, God, for those who are ailing today because you're yet a healer. Touch their bodies and heal them. We pray that, oh God, health would be theirs. Divine health would be theirs. Touch these feeble bodies. Help us. Help us, oh God. You see us. You know what we deal with. Touch us in our systemic situations, oh God. Blood disorders and cysts and nodules and cancers and, oh God, whatever it is, we pray that you would touch these bodies. Emotional disorders, it comes not from you. So we pray, God, that you, oh God, would regulate the mind in the name of Jesus. Touch those who are going to dialysis today, those who will be in courtrooms today, those who are dealing with surgeries today. God, we believe you, that you've gone before them, that you make everything all right. Thank you for it now. We yet pray for our unsaved loved ones. We believe for their salvation. We believe, no matter what it looks like, we believe for their salvation. We believe for their protection until such time as they turn to you. And we bless you right now. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. Thank you for raising us up. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to call upon your name. We give you glory. We direct these prayers toward you, oh God. We'll be glorifying you all the day long. We look toward you, oh God, and our souls are lightened. We thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. Our leaders in Christendom, help them. Help them, God. Help them not to be carried to and fro, oh God, by every wind of doctrine, by the enticing of this world, by world systems and what the world has to offer. But give them, oh God, to be sheep and shepherds according to your heart, and to feed your people, to feed the sheep. The church has the answer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. Each and every one who is gathered on this line, thank you for their faithfulness. Oh, God, and bless them according to their need, even according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you. We declare that we lack no good thing. Oh, God, we're not lacking in wisdom. We're not lacking in understanding. You've given us authority. Oh, God, you've translated us into your kingdom, the kingdom of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, who is our Savior. And we declare it today in Jesus' name. It is that we pray. Thank God. Amen. Bless you, saints of God. I want to remind you, as I always do on Wednesday, tonight actually is a night for prayer. So if you're able to get to the Temple of Healing Waters, it is a night for prayer, or just go into prayer. If you're not able to get there physically, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're seeking the face of the Lord. It is a time. It is a time for prayer. It's always time for seeking the face of God. Our prayers avail much. Keep the faith. Know that God has gone before you, and have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.